this point, you've made a lot of good impressions. What's the most difficult thing you've had to learn?
Just picking up on everything in the meeting rooms, learning all the different positions, moving around a lot, and just the flow of the game. Just trying to go at the same pace as, you know, with the ones, but just getting on the same level as those guys as the rookies. Well, yeah, just beginning of the camp, I started working at the X, so I'm starting to get more feel for that right now. So, doing the OTAs and things, I was working with the Z and the W, so now I'm moving to the X and learning that position now.
Talk, if you can, about the sense of competition at your position and how it's gone through camp.
I mean, we don't pretty much look at it as competition. We just look at it, just go out there and get better. Get each other better each and every day, you know. The coach is going to decide whoever he wants to play on game day. So our job is to go out there and do the best we can, let the coaches decide.
If it came out, do you sense that you could possibly make contributions right away?
Yes, that's my plan. I just go out there and try to prove myself each and every day. And like I said, leave it up to the coach's hand. Just as long as I do my job, everything else will take care of itself.
Any part of you have a little chip on your shoulder about not being in the first round?
Not really. That's over with now. It's about just continuing to get better. When things happen, they happen for a reason. So whatever it was, I'm pretty sure it's going to approach itself to me. But I can't complain about being in the situation that I'm in right now.
When the Giants drafted you, Jerry made a point of saying he played at LSU and they really didn't have a good quarterback to throw to him. Do you notice the difference now that you're with Eli? And
I don't think. I mean, of course, you know, you have a great quarterback with Eli who just places the ball there every time. And David Carr and Ryan Perlew do a great job also. So it makes it a lot easier as a receiver, you know, turn around the balls on the right in the right spot every time.
Has anybody, like, taken you under their wing and kind of given you some good advice that, you know, has made a difference for you so far?
Oh, yeah. Akeem, I talk to Akeem every day. He's been like a big brother to me. He's, you know, guided me along, teaching me the ropes. So I'm really thankful for him. Just out there on the practice field, when you see me do something wrong or see something I could do better, you know, you just put me to the side and just chit-chat it up and just continue to try to get better.
Do you keep a scorecard at all about how
long you beat Mosley? No. Me, well, he asked my roommate now. We just cool. Just go out there and compete. It's nothing personal or anything like that.
You guys are roommates?
Yeah.
How'd that work out? Assign that? Or?
Yeah, they assigned it to us. So. It's cool.
I'm sure you were asked about this. I just couldn't hear. Yesterday, you just kind of started to cramp a little bit?
Yeah, I just felt a little sick, you know, just yesterday morning, just carried on throughout the day. But today, I feel much better, so I should be in for the whole practice today.
Did you go to Granny's the night before?
Nah.
Most college players, when they come into the NFL, they're curious about whether they can adjust to the speed right away. Do you feel you have?
Yeah, I think I've done a pretty good job so far. Still got a lot of long way to go, but just as long as I keep taking strides, you know, just get better each and every day, everything should be fine.
Does Corey work with you too?
Yeah, he's one of the main ones that stay on me. So he said he's going to push me each and every day. So I'm looking forward to the challenge.
I mean, does he go over your routes with you and things like that?
No. He just give me knowledge. You know, he teaches me, like Hakeem do, teach me the ropes, some of the things that he knows since he's been in the league for a little while. So I just, you know, take heed on the things they tell me.